Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. I love that Luke, especially of all the gospel writers, Luke, his telling of the birth of Christ and all that surrounded it. Several times in those first two chapters of his gospel, he seems to start us in big, even grand places with big, powerful people. In the days of King Herod, right there in the beginning of chapter one. But then he quickly moves us away from kings and palaces to a childless couple, Elizabeth and Zechariah. And then to a young, not yet married woman named Mary in a not very thought of town in a working class region of the empire. And then a second time, there at the beginning of chapter two, in those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus. And this happened while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Then again, Luke does that same thing, and he takes us away from that to things of even smaller towns and obscure inns and mangers and shepherds. More than just anchoring Jesus and the work of God in history, Luke is also pulling our attention away from kings and emperors and governors and decrees and all those big and obvious things. Pulling our attention away and saying, would even all of that and everything else actually, what it hinges on, it's not there, but it's over here in what might otherwise be just small enough to overlook if we're not careful. God and us. And what makes all the difference in the world is that little tiny part of speech that finds its way in between. Nouns and verbs and even adjectives tend to draw our attention like so many kings and empires and grand decrees. But what makes all the difference in the world and what everything hinges on, little tiny thing we call a preposition that shows up there in the middle. That holy and sacred and beautiful word, with, showing up right there and nestling its way into the in-between places. Perhaps like a baby in a make-do crib somewhere on the outskirts. Emmanuel. God with us. What we celebrate and proclaim and receive year after year and tonight is no different. What we celebrate and proclaim and receive is that thing that everything hinges on. That even in the midst of pandemics and masks, stay-at-home decrees, empires and unrest, even in the midst of confusions and doubts and longings for things to be different. That gathering in body together in a sanctuary or gathered in spirit, scattered around so many homes and rooms and computer screens, what matters is the word that God has put there in between it all. It is not God against us or God over us or God from us. The proclamation and the promise that we remember tonight is God with us. And so in the days of President Trump and President Biden, in all those days of masks, and distancing and stay-at-home decrees. In those days when Christmas Eve services were at home and on Zoom, comes to us again, the promise and the proclamation of this good news of great joy for all people and for you, that unto us is born a Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. I have one simple thing to say tonight, one thing to remind you of and to remind myself of, that whatever your Christmas looks like, whatever you wish it could be, whatever your past looks like and whatever you wish it had been, whatever your future holds, and whatever you hope will come to pass, know this: Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, and God with you. Jesus, the one who is fully God and fully human, fully God and fully us. And Jesus is also that which fills the in-between. Emmanuel. So God be with you in the joys and the sorrows. God is with you in the exciting and the mundane. God with you in the successes and the failures. God with you in the certainty of faith and in the confusion of doubts. God with you in your resting in all that is good and right, and in your longings for all to be made right. Family, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us has come. And so glory to God in the highest indeed, and peace, peace to you, peace in you, peace with you, and peace through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, family. And Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed. And so I invite you now, like all those angels years ago, let us sing to the glory of God.